go ahead. Again, hold on.
Okay.
Take your time.
This is very narrow.
Yes.
Okay, so in all fairness, I could manage the stairs just fine, thank you, but they were super narrow. That is me climbing the steeple of Boston's Old North Church back in 2019. Yes, they were narrow because they were from Paul Revere's time. These are the famous one if by land, two if by sea stairs, and the signal was raised there as the starting point of his midnight ride of legend. Now, almost 300 years old, the church is the oldest surviving church building in our city, and it's one of the most visited sites along Boston's Freedom Trail. Well, today we want to talk about a new chapter in that 300-year-old church. For the first and only time in those three centuries, the church has hired a woman as its sexton, or the church's caretaker, and her name is Chelsea Millsap. She joins us right here in Studio 2. Welcome, Chelsea.
Hi, thank you. It's good to be here.
When was the first time you walked up those stairs?
It was about a month ago during my interview. I wasn't expecting it, but it was amazing.
Describe them a little bit.
Well, they're very narrow and kind of put together with like a bunch of different old pieces of wood. And so, and each path is kind of different from the one before, just how it's put together. And so it's interesting. You really have to pay attention to where you're stepping when you climb up there. But it's amazing when you get to the top and look out over the city.
And can you see the whole city from there?
Yes. Yes, you can. It's beautiful.
So you're the steward now. You are the caretaker of those stairs and everything else in that building, including, as I understand it, a lot of old congregation members, and we'll talk more about the crypt in a minute, but buried under the church. What does it mean to be the sexton?
It's very special for me. I love history, and especially early American history. I'm descended from Mary Chilton, who was the first female off of the Mayflower. So to be the first sexton at Old North, it just sort of seems like a full circle experience. It's very special to me.
And how does a sexton spend their day?
Oh, it's every day is different than the last. Most of it is maintenance, just property management. But we do have several big projects coming up in the next few years. We've got the crypt project coming up in a couple of weeks, which we're lowering the floor of the crypt. So that will be really exciting. And also throughout my day, so traditionally a sexton is also like the crypt keeper. So because we're not putting any, we're not using the actual crypt itself, that we have a section called the columbarium, which people can buy spots in there and be buried there. So my job is to sort of inter those ashes and prepare them for their final resting place.
And why are you moving the floor of the crypt there? Just, again, about 1,100 people there, including the church's first minister, Reverend Timothy Cutler, and Captain Samuel Nicholson, who was the first commander of the USS Constitution. Why mess with it at all? Why move anything?
To make the experience accessible for everyone. So it's also very, the ceiling is very low in there, too. So it really does, it'll make it accessible to all people.
And so that's really kind of the point here, right, is that the church is changing in its 300-year history. And I should note, the sound that we played at the top, that was from a story that then-producer Walter Wuthman and I were doing with the church as it was reckoning with its history of slavery. This is a church that's trying to connect the past 300 years ago to today. And here you come, a project manager, former firefighter, who now is what we historically would have seen in a man's job, mm-hmm. doing property management on this historic legend in our city. Why even take the job, and what do you think you bring to it?
I would be so upset to pass up this opportunity. It really is such a special place. And one of the things that I do every day since I've been here is that I look for like those shared experiences, like you were talking about. The church has changed over the last 300 years, but there are certain things about it that do connect you to the past and to everybody who has walked through those doors, including the enslaved, including like Lafayette, including Paul Revere, including the Queen of England who has visited in the past. Like, it's just like the organ, the bells, the clock, those are all audible experiences that tie us to those people. Everybody that has walked through the doors has heard that the ticking of that clock. It's the oldest public clock in North America. So it's just, there's so many different experiences at Old North that just it makes you feel like you're part of the history and that you're connected to all of the people that have been there. And so it's just really special to be in a position where I get to kind of curate that experience for people who come in the future.
Do you live there?
I do.
So, okay, I have to ask you. I mean, you've got 300 years of history. You've got a crypt underneath. It's a church, right? There's that ticking clock. What's it like to be alone there late at night? And does it, you know, I don't mean speak to you, but
yeah.
Does it speak to you?
In a way, it does. Like I said, I look for those connections and stuff like that. I would love to see a ghost, but I haven't yet. No, I'm not afraid to be there at night or by myself or anything like that. But it does feel remarkable to be able to be like one of few who have been able to be the caretaker. It sort of feels like you're a lighthouse keeper in a way, and that those lanterns are still shining. And I don't know. It's very powerful. Feels great to be part of it.
That is really striking for you. That lighthouse keeper just really caught my attention. I mean, it is the place where Paul Revere helped hang the lanterns, right? The famous signal. And working with him was Robert Newman, the church's first sexton. So it has been a lighthouse of our collective story about revolution and freedom. It has been a lighthouse as a physical, spiritual presence in one of the older parts of Boston. What's the new lighthouse you think it can be? And what are you excited as a woman figuratively breaking ground there to be a part of going forward?
Well, the church and foundation have hired on a new researcher who is really diving into kind of the less known aspects of the church's history. And so to me, the fact that the church is investing so much time learning those different parts of our past that we don't even know about yet, I think that it can be a more collective experience for all kinds of people, and we're going to learn a lot more to come, and there's going to be a lot more to see at Old North. So I think that the light is just going to continue to shine.
And the biggest surprise for you in the job so far?
Oh, geez. The biggest surprise? I didn't know before I came here that Paul Revere was actually one of the bell ringers when he was a teenager. So that was a big surprise. But
Okay, but a lot of people don't know about the bell ringers, and this is pretty cool. So explain what it means to be a bell ringer in the church.
So, yeah, the bells were made in England, and I believe they were a gift of the king. And they didn't ring properly until Robert Newman and a bunch of other – he was 16 years old when him and a bunch of other kids signed a contract with the church to ring them every weekend. And so they properly rang them. For the first time when Paul Revere became a bell ringer. And they're called change ringing bells. They're the oldest change ringing bells in the nation. And there's just this particular pattern and different types of patterns that you can play.
And you stand up in the steeple and
Pull on the ropes and, yep.
And there's like a whole pattern and system to it.
Yes.
Incredible. And Paul Revere as a teenager was one of those.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my big surprise today, too. All right, Chelsea Millsap is the first woman to hold the position of sexton at Boston's Old North Church. That was fun. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.